last 2 days. You've been out of practice. It's good to see you out there, Tom. The 3 weeks beforehand, you would miss at least one day in those weeks. How much do you feel like the time that you weren't in practice, you know, has affected, if at all, anything, the production and the passing? I mean, is that why you've been there this week?
No, I'm just feeling better. So just thought it's a short week, so try to get out there and practice. Like I said, I take it week to week, and I feel really good this week, so I'm very happy about that.
Tom, earlier today, Steelers defensive coordinator Keith Butler said that Hayden looks good to him. No official word on whether he'll play or not, but how does he impact a defense?
He's a good player. We played against him a few times, and, they got him for a reason. He can really cover. He's a veteran, and he's been very productive, so if he's out there, he definitely makes the defense better. But we're prepared for everybody. They played a bunch of guys at that spot in his absence. But, they're playing good on defense. They've got a lot of good players, very veteran group that plays well. They've been in that system for a while, and they're playing really well. A lot of turnovers, sacks. They're pretty high up there in all the rankings, so it's going to take great effort by us.
I'm going back to the offseason. Keith Butler has talked about the need to play more man coverage. Some of the players have discussed it as well. Specifically, looking at the Patriots, have you seen the mixed coverages this year?
Yeah, and I think, yes. I mean, I think they definitely do that. And, within their zones, there's always man elements. So, it looks like the Steelers to me. I mean, they've had the same defense for a long time, and whatever they decide to do, we'll be prepared for. I mean, we prepare for everything, and, we'll go out there and cut it loose on Sunday.
How's Gronberg fitting in so far?
Good. He's just kind of come in and worked hard the last couple of days and trying to understand all the things we got going. And, hopefully he can add something to the mix here in a short period of time. It's always challenging for a guy to come in late and pick up everything at once. But hopefully he can figure out a role. And, he's had a lot of production. And, he's going to have to go out and earn everybody's trust to get out there. But, he's done a good job the first couple of days.
Why do some veterans find it easier to fit in here than others?
I don't know. That's a good question. I'm not sure. We've done pretty good with veteran receivers, so those guys.
Some happen, right? I'm just curious why you think some do and some don't. Is it really on them?
It's probably a very individual basis. I think for most people, it's what you do is kind of up to the player and the professionalism and the ability to come in and put the work in every day. And some guys make it and some guys don't. And, veteran receivers, I would say in our offense, it's a pretty high degree of difficulty. So the guys who have been around a little bit know how to play football, know how to play professional football and prepare and study and all those things can come in and do pretty well.
Can you stand apart for
are the Steelers? Like, you're familiar with the defense that they've run for a while now. To what extent, though, can you guys prepare for the unknown? Like, especially it's a short week, but you only have so much time. So do you go through during the week, well, we might see, even though they haven't really shown this, we might see this. How much does that factor into your preparation?
Yeah, I think at this point in the year, it's not like you're going to go reinvent your whole defense, in week 15. I mean, they're ranked pretty high. They do a lot of things well. I'm sure they're going to want to continue to do those things well. They rush good. They're tight in coverage. They mix their schemes in, zone and man and blitzes. And, they do it on all three downs, and they don't make it easy on you. So now for us, it's just being on alert. And, we're going to try to go out and, play the way we play too. And that's what makes for a good game. They've had a lot of good teams over the years. These are always pretty big matchups, and this is a big one for both of us.
Your team typically responds well after a loss, and I know that you have moved on from Miami, but do you use that as motivation, especially with the playoff implications?
I think just us putting together a great game is going to be enough motivation for us. And we're playing a good team on the road. We've had a bunch of those in a row now. It's late in the year, so all these games are important. And, playing against a team that has the best division in the conference, they're playing well. They've played well all year. So in order to beat them, you just can't go out and play mediocre. We're going to have to play well, and everyone's going to have to do it, and everyone's going to be called upon. And You know, you expect a 60-minute game, and hopefully we can go out and get the job done.
Tom, I know you guys played the schedule, but is there ever a point where you just get tired of being on the road? I felt like things you had one game, one home game, 60 days on this game.
Yeah, it's been a while, so it's just the way it is. You know, we've been pretty good on the road, so I don't think any of us really mind going on the road.
Gronk is back. How does that make your life easier?
I mean, he's a great player, so he's a great matchup for us in the passing game. He's a great blocker in a run game. And his size, speed is good. So they've got to really factor him in. You know, he's obviously a big part of our offense and gets a lot of targets, and he makes a lot of big plays. So I think when he's out there, it's just tougher to defend. You know, the better players you have on the field, the tougher it is to defend. And Gronk's been one of the best, you know, to ever play at that position. So it's good for our offense.
Can you stand outside yourself for even a moment and just appreciate the longevity that you and Ben bring to the field at your position in this game?
Yeah, we've been playing together a long time. I mean, he's a hell of a player. I've always loved his style. It's pretty unique. Big guy that extends a lot of plays and tosses guys off and chucks the ball down the field. And he's got great command and great leadership and hangs in there. He's tough. And, you know, I always really liked him play. He's won two Super Bowls, so he does a great job. He's been impressive to watch, too, so it's been a lot of fun. Thank you, guys.